Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you speaking to the name person on the list?
What?
Are you Thomas Gessen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on yourself. I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat and a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
86.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
I'm sorry?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, of which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance.
100.
Okay. Democrat in Congress.
0.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Deremer or Chavez Darim?
We'll give her a 90.
90, okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
0, okay. Joe Biden?
Minus 0.
0, okay. Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you, 100. MAGA Republicans.
Who?
MAGA, M-A-G-A, Republicans.
100.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum, you mean Joe Biden's wife? Who are you? I don't even know.
No. Janelle Bynum. If you haven't heard about her, you can also say no opinion, don't know, or never heard of.
No opinion.
Okay. Trump's Project 2025.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Donald Trump's Project 2025.
100%.
100%, okay. Republicans in Congress.
65.
65, okay. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections were for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else, or don't know or refuse?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez for the Reamer.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
No chance, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all. I'm going to read the cases. Chavez the Reamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families instead of supporting law enforcement. They are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, do not or refuse.
What are my choices on this?
Great deal, quite a bit,
what do you mean, great deal?
Some.
Great deal, what, I approve of a great deal? Or
mm-hmm, like if you agree with it?
The way you're wording the question is very tricky.
Okay, I can read it to you one more time so you can have this clear, so you can
clarify
the question, okay?
Go ahead.
Chavez the Reamer is an MAGA extremist who's fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting...
Okay, that's the question. What are my possible answers?
Okay, you think it's a great deal what Chavez the Reamer is doing, do you think
I think it's a great deal what she's doing.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lori Chavez the Reamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to reform federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for...
I don't want to ask any more questions. This whole thing is so slanted against Lori Chavez the Reamer. Why are the questions worded in this fashion? This thing is phony. Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.